Have you ever started reading a book that was entertaining, it was beautifully written, yet something about it bugged you? That happened to librarian Nancy Pearl, and she told KUOW's Marcy Silman about it.
It's called Crooked Heart. It's the first novel by this author that's been published in the United States. She's written many books, all published in her native Britain. So I was pleased to find her. This is one of those books, Marcy, that I really, really enjoyed. And at the same time, felt that there was something that wasn't working in the novel.
Huh.
So the main two characters in this novel are a 10-year-old boy named Noel and a woman named Vera, who's a middle-aged woman named Vera. It's set during World War II, the Blitz, and Noel is sent away from his godmother's house to a northern suburb of London, so where presumably there would be no bombs. Now, Vera has a complicated relationship with honesty, and is always more than happy to try to make money illegally. But she can't stop and think of a plan. She just does whatever hops into her mind. Noel, on the other hand, for 10 years old, is pretty smart and he's pretty calculating. And the two of them together make a good team.
So you enjoyed the story and something's not working. What wasn't working?
Yeah. So what wasn't working was there's a whole subplot with Vera's grown-up son and a woman that he meets. And because she's so good at character development, I enjoyed those two characters. Neither one is particularly likable, but I enjoyed seeing how good she is at is making them alive. But when I thought back on it, I thought they had no place in the story. And I wasn't clear why it was included. It almost felt like they were from a different book.
As you were talking about this, it made me wonder if writers feel some sort of internal or perhaps external pressure to make what they write less than a simple story. In other words, to try to have things weave together because that makes it seem more literary.
Right. And that could be, or it could be to get up. It's not a big book.
No,
so
it is
to
not.
Get up to sort of the requisite word count. I don't know. That's probably doing Lissa Evans a disservice. I just felt that it wasn't woven in enough. Mm. I mean, I can think of one reason why she would need the son and the son's fiance, but you could have done that much differently.
You know, it's interesting. As you're talking about this problematic section, these problematic sections of the book, I'm thinking that you don't often bring in books that are problematic for you. You have a rule about when you can put a book down, which is 50 pages, and then after you're over a certain age, you get to start subtracting pages. In other words, don't linger over a book that you don't like for a very long time. Clearly, you like this enough to read the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely, because I am a religious abider of my own rule. In fact, the moment that I'm finding that I am annoyed at the author or there's something I'm not connecting with the book, I give it up. But I love the writing in this book, and I loved Noel. I loved the two characters. I mean, I loved Vera and Noel. I loved them together. And it was good enough, absolutely, to keep me. And you know, Marcy, I never come on the show and talk about books I didn't like. I mean, I've made that a practice for decades, right? Decades of being on KUOW. But there are some books that are just absolute, that I love, but I see these problems with them. And Crooked Heart by Lissa Evans is one of those.
Crooked Heart, Lissa Evans, L-I-S-S-A Evans. Nancy Pearl, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Marcy.
Flawed But Worthy, that book recommendation from librarian Nancy Pearl, whose book picks are at our website, KUOW.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl Books.